Okay, so Amar Mar, Yotze Litzorech. So we had said that if the Talmidei Chachamim leave, they're allowed to come back and go to their place. So Yotze Litzorech Nechnas B'Yoshev B'Mkoma. So Amar Papa Lo Amar Olo L'Ktanim Olo Gdolim Lo Havi Le Mivdak Nafshe Me'ikar. That's only if he had to go to relieve himself to urinate, but if he had to go out for more significant relief. So the Gemara in general criticizes him and says, you know what, you should have, you know, in a world where there's only, right, there are only bathrooms really out of the town, you know, you should really figure this out beforehand and not have to bother everybody to leave in the middle. Damar Rav Yehuda Marav, lo'olam yilameda damatzmo lashkim lahariv kedei shelo yitrachek. As Rav Yehuda says, you should always, you know, make sure in the morning and evening that you know that you go to the bathroom then, so that you don't have to distance yourself to find a proper place. Nowadays, people are weak. They need to go to the bathroom multiple times a day. You can't blame them. Okay. So going back to the kids, so says this is even at a party. You treat the little kids as adjuncts to their fathers and let them sit with them. Amar Rava, right? So they sit at the rabbi's dais, essentially. Amar Rava b'chay avim b'fnei avim. This is when their father is alive in the presence of their father. Yeah. Oh, where'd you lose me? Okay. So, can you hear me now? Okay. So we also read Omer Ozim Otam Snifim. Even at the party, the kids of the Talmidei Chachamim can join them at the rabbi's table, essentially. And Omer Rava Bechai Avim Bifnei Avim. That means when their father's alive and their father's there. Omer Yochanan Bimei Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Nishnet Mishnazu. This was taught during the time of Shimon Ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Nasi. He was the Nasi. Reb Meir Chacham. And there was the Chacham, Rabbi Natan, Av Beidin. Kihavi Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Hatam Avukai Me Kule Alma Mika Mei. When Rav Shimon Gamliel was there, everyone would stand for him. Kevu Aili Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Natan Avukai Me Kule Alma Mika Mayu. And everyone would stand for Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Meir as well. Amar Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Lo Boy Le Mehavu Hekeira Ben Lididu. He said there has to be some sort of the distinction between me and them because I hold political authority. So Takin Hamat Nisa. So then he instituted the distinctions that we saw in the Brisa of how you stand for people of different stature. Ahu Yoma, but that day Lohavi Rabbi Meir Rabbi Natan Hata, but Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Natan weren't there that day. So Lamachar Kiatu Chazu Dulo Kamu Mikamayu. The next day they saw that people weren't standing up for them, Kidragilam Milta, the way they used to. So Amri Maihai, he said, what's going on? Amr Lahu Achitikin Ribshim Ben Gamliel. They said Ribshim Ben Gamliel made a decree that you show more honor to the head of the Beitim than regular Talmid Chachamim. So Amr Le Rabbi Meir Rabbi Natan. Ana Chacham V'Adav Beit Din. I don't understand. I'm the Chacham. You're the Av Beit Din. Nitkan Milta. Kila Didan, my Navid Lay, let's come up with a plot against him. And this is what we're gonna do. Name a lay, gully uktim delitlay. Let us ask that we learn Mesechet Uktim in the yeshiva, and he doesn't know uktim. We came into Gamar, name a lay, miyamalag vurashim yeshmiya kol tilato. And then we'll say to him, aha, the pasuk says, who should praise God? He who can say all of his praise, which means Amin Nayel Amal Gord Hashem, who is it right to praise God? Mishi Yachal Hashmiya Kol Tilotav, only one who knows everything. Navre, let's fire you. Vavei Ana Avbedin Vadnasi, and we'll get promotions. Now remember, in Rabbi Gamliel's family, there is this problem in general. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua also have this power play over the institution of Nasi. So Shamini Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshe, heard them, and Amar Dilma Chas V'Shalom Atem Yilta Lidei Kisufa. Oyvei, they're going to humiliate him. So now if you remember, we probably talked about this at some point. I mean, there is something to this that you can only really get smicha if you know everything. So maybe it means he knew it, but not so well, right? In general, you're not supposed to. There's a halacha. You're not supposed to. Oh, it gets crazier, Asher. Don't worry. In general, you're not supposed to ask Talmidei Chachamim about Masechta they're not involved in, because you might embarrass them, right? Except 30 days before the Chag, you're allowed to start asking about the Chag because they should be ready to answer Shailas, which is part of the halacha of Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag. So anyway, Shaminu. So Adol Yatav Achorei Alita Derishbag Pasha Vigars V'Tana Vigars V'Tana. So he went behind Rosh Hashanah Gamliel and started learning Uktin over and over, repeating it and repeating it. And Rosh Hashanah Gamliel said, Amar, my dekama, Dilma Chas Shol Mikra Be Midrash Amidid Yod Vaitei. He said, he took the hint and he said, what's going on? Maybe there's someone plotting against me with Uktin. So he decided, okay. He paid attention. Vigirsa, he learned Uktin. He mastered Uktin. Lamachar Amrlo Neiti Marv Neiti Uktin. So the next day, Rabbi Natan Rabbi Meir came and said, let's learn Uktin. Patach Lamar Batar. So he got up and he gave Sharon Uktin. Lamar Batar Dokim Amrlohu Ilo Magirna Kisaftanan. And he said, if I hadn't prepared, you would have embarrassed me. I know what you're doing. So he expels them. It gets even crazier. Just wait. Pocket Afkinu, she chucked them out of base medrash. Havukatve kushyata bepitka vashadu hatam to have a mifrik parik. Dolove mifrik katvi peruka vashade. So what did they do? They made paper airplanes essentially, and they started throwing hard questions through the window to trip him up that people should ask on their behalf. And those that were resolved got resolved, and those that didn't, they would wait, and they would send answers on the paper airplanes to show how much more Torah they knew than Rosh Hashanah ben Gamliel. This is where the Gemara gets really crazy. Okay, like it was crazy before. Now we have paper airplane fights. Okay, it's really. Anyways, so Amar leRav Yossi, Torah mechutz v'anim v'bifnim. Rav Yossi said to the Talmidei Chachamim, the Torah is outside and we're in. So Amar. Let's go outside. So Amar Len Rav Shimon Gamliel Nailing. So Rav Shimon Gamliel accepts defeat. You know the way Rav Gamliel does with Rav Yeshua at some point. So he let them back in. Nailenu Mil Niknesei Glo Nemru Shmaitza Mishmayu. But he said, okay, you're allowed in, but we're never quoting you by name. And Asiku Rav Meir Achirim. So they gave Rav Meir the nickname Achirim. And this is the source in the Gemara for Rabbi Meir being Achirim. Now, Tosfot and Sota suggests that that may be why, it may be related to the fact that he's a Talmud of Acher, right? So his Rebbe, Elisha ben Avuya, is Acher, so he's Achirim. So it may be related to that point. Ulabi Natan, Yesh Omrim. And they called Rabbi Natan, some people say. Achvulu b'chalmayu, and in their dream they were showed zilu paisul Rav Shimon Gamliel, go and appease Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Natan azar meir lo azar. Rabbi Natan went and he, you know, apologized. Rabbi Meir didn't. Amar divrei chalomot lo malin v'lo moridin. He says, I don't care about dreams. Dreams are narishkeit. Which of course that's one thing for halacha, right? Now, halacha. Fine, there's a big machloket, right? In general, we don't pay attention to dreams, even though you'll find Lior Zarua, another Rishon that they did take it. Ravadi has a summary of the issues, and if I remember correctly, it's Chelek Aleph Yubi Omer Tshuva Mem Aleph, I think, on how much dreams you can take into account, and specifically Shut Min HaShamayim, written by Rav Yaakov of Marvej, one of the Baal Yat Tosvot, is an entire set of tshuvot based on Shilas he asked in his dreams, right? He would put the dream under his pillow or something like that and get answers. Do you have to take it seriously? Lehalacha, because it's all based on dreams. But Rav Meir apparently never took dreams seriously. So, Amr Dirich Halom Lomalam Lomoridin. Ki Azar Rinata and Amr Leir Shuvan Gamaliel Nihida Ahanilach. Kamar Davuch Meva Beitin Shoneach Nami Nasi. So when he went, Rav Shuvan Gamaliel said, look, the father of your importance of your father made you the deputy, but will it make you the nasi as well? Meaning, right? What were you doing, trying to challenge me and undermine me? Yes, I know, Usher. The dreams, so halachically, they don't matter. Dreams matter, maybe. Yes, the Gemara has dream interpretation, which I don't understand. Maybe it tells you something about the future, but it's not instructive, lemaisa. In general, we have stiras about these things. Also, we have stiras about bat kol, right? Because on one hand, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas is that lo bashamayim hi. We don't listen to the bat kol in the machlokes, right? In Bava Metzia Nuntet. On the other hand, the Gemara in Erevin says that we listen to Beit Hillel because the bat kol came out and says listen to Beit Hillel over Beit Shammai. So in a Hanami. So Tosfot suggests that maybe it's a machloket, and we paskin that you do listen, right? We paskin like the Gemara in Erevin, or you have to say it depends. Does the bat kol go in accordance with Rov or against Rov? Here it was just being mavara that you follow Rov even when the alternative are people who are sharper. But again, they're steered about these dreams and the and bat kols and all these things. So matnin le. So later, years later, Matan later, Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Bray, Achirim Omrim, Ilu Havi, Tmura Lo Havi, Karev. Years later, Yehuda Nasi was teaching his son Rebbe Shimon that Achirim say, in the context of Tmura, that Tmura would not be offered. Amar Lo, Mihem Alalu Shemimim Anu Shotim Ushmotam, Ein Anu Mastirim. Who are these people who from whose water we drink, right? We learn their Torah, but we don't know their name. Amar Le, B'nei Adam Shebikshu Lachar Kvotcha Kvot Be'Avicha. So he's from the family, right? He's a grandchild. So he says, those are the people that try to uproot the honor of your family. So stick it to them. Deal with it, okay? So his son said to him, Amar Le, Gamahavtem Gam Sanetem Gam Kenatem Kvaravada. Said that was a long time ago, but they're dead, right? They're dead. So why are you still doing this? Now there's no harm anymore. So Amar Le, Ha'oyev Tamu Charvot Lanetzach. Said, but the Pasuk in Mishlei says, the enemy come to an end. Their wasted places are forever, right? Meaning the desolation creates forever. Amar Le, Hani Mili, Hechid Anu Ma'asayu. Said, that's if they actually managed to do what they planned. Rabbanan Lo, Hanu Ma'asayu. This is years ago. They're dead, and it wasn't even successful. Give it up already. So Hadar Atnu Le, Amar Mishum Rabbi Meir. So they brought it back and said, oh, you're right. We'll call him Rabbi Meir. Ilu haya tmura lo haya karev, and Amar Rava afilu Rebbe dan v'sarasahu tana Amar Mishum Rabbi Meir, Amar Rabbi Meir lo Amar. But and even Rabbi Yehuda would say the sages said Rabbi Meir, but he didn't say directly, right? Rabbi Meir, right? Some sort of shinui. He would mention Rabbi Meir, but he would say it was said in the name of Rabbi Meir. Okay, so the so we're towards the last few lines. So let's okay. So I'll get you up to the last line, I get, and then I'll explain it outside, and you make the siyum yourself, I guess, on Wednesday. So once we're talking about these challenges over Rosh Yeshiva, so the Gemara brings its machloket of Sinai Adif or Ochar Harim Adif, right? If you have people who both know Torah, right, but one of them is more of an expert in knowledge and the other is more of an expert in Iyun, which do you follow? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Pligu Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabbanan, Chad Amar Sinai Adif, Chad Omer Oker Harim Adif. One says it's better the one who knows everything, we call him Sinai. The other says it's the one who uproots the mountain. So you had this case that Rav Yosef Sinai, Rav Yosef knew everything, and Rabba Oker Harim, Rabba was sharper, he uprooted the mountain. Shalchu Taman, so they asked, Ezem him kodem, Shalchu Sinai Adif, they said Sinai is better. Da'amar Mara, Kol Tzrich, Mara Chatai, everyone needs the person who has wheat. Va'filu Achi lo kibel Rav Yosef alayim, Melech Rabba, Esrim Tartin, Shnin, V'hadar Melech Rav Yosef, V'kol Shani, the Melech Rabba, Rav Yosef, Afil Umne Levete lo Chalif. But they didn't listen, and they appointed Rabba. Rabbi Yosef refused to be the head of the yeshiva. Right, the Gemara elsewhere explains that he had a Mesorah that he would only live for a few years, 2 years after he became Rosh Yeshiva, so he wanted to delay it as long as possible. This is part of the dream Gemara is in Brachot. But all the years that a Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yosef didn't take any authority, right? He wouldn't even let a blood letter come and do a house visit. He would, right? He would. He became the normal. Like he would treat like a normal person. Now it is interesting. I've mentioned this before that many of the the Achronim, especially though it first really appears in some version in the Ri, quoted by the Smach Miturich in Kof Yud Aleph, that this might only be true, but this particular version is in Shlomo Kluger in his parish to the Prima Gadim and Archaim Smin Kuflam and Vav, that maybe this was only true before you had Svarim, because everything was Baal Peh. So you needed someone who knew everything. But nowadays, everyone has access to information, so what really matters is analysis. So it's possible there's only time in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Abai v'Rava, v'Rabbi Zeir, v'Rava bar Matna, v'Yatli, v'Avitzvichi Reisha. Abai, Rava, Rabbi Zeir, v'Rava Matna were sitting, and they needed a new head of their group. So Amri called Amr Milta v'lo Mifrach Lavi Reisha. So they said, here's the challenge. Anyone can say something that won't be refuted, he'll be the head of our group. The Kulu Ifrech, the Bailo Ifrech. Everyone got slugged up except for Abaye. Chazir Abay Labay the Gavi Reisha. Rabba saw this and he called him by his nickname. And Amr Le Nachmeni, Patach Ve'ema. Okay, go. Give Shir. I won't actually read the last two lines to you, but I'll say what they are outside, and then you can make the siyum on Wednesday. In this way, technically, it's a machlokes achronim, whether you have to be makbid to dafka finish the last lines at the siyum or not. Correct, but it's a machlok is achronim at any rate. The minog is to follow the achronim, that you should lead the last lines, or the shach, in his discussion of siyum, says the minog is to leave the last few lines, and the sudat mitzvah actually comes when you finish those lines. If I were to read it to you now, and we would finish it now, so we would rely on the Chavos Yair. The Chavos Yair says it's not such a big deal. You can finish the siyum and then do the suda a day or two later. It's not a big deal. But again, just to be choshesh for the shach, I'll tell you what the last two lines are about, and then you can take it from there. But the last two lines, just for Usher, end with a teiku, where the Gemara says, okay, we, what if the people in question have different types of analysis, meaning someone is sharper and raises better questions, or the other person is not quite as smart, but he normally gets the right answer. Which of those is better? And the Gemara leaves that unresolved. So that's what the last two lines are. I'll just note that I've said this before. I think I heard it b'shem Rav Charlap. The best lamdanim, good lamdanim, are like power hitters in baseball, right? They only need to get it, they only need to hit it 1 in 3, and if they're really good, only 1 in 4, right? There is a certain level that when you're really, really smart, everything you say goes far. It's just some of them might be foul. And then there are people who are like, just not as super brilliant. They don't come up with a wild chidushim, but everything they say, you're like, oh yeah, that sort of makes sense. So there are different types of wisdom that we deal with in Talmidei Chachamim, and the Gemara seems to be probing this. So that's what the last two lines are about. So we won't learn tomorrow. Maybe we'll do a few minutes of Parsha, but the only problem is that this time is Bedika, so no promises. So Mazel Tov, enjoy the Siyum on Wednesday, and finish the lines yourself. Okay, Yishkoach, guys.